John, you have this observation. You've noticed something about the Lions.
Yeah, so about a week after they lost to Washington, it was right around a week, we did the topic, which game, which loss hurt more? Was it the loss in the NFC Championship game going into the second half with a 17-point lead, knowing that you could have been in the Super Bowl? Or was it earning the number one seed and then losing the way that they did to the Commanders? A lot of self-inflicted wounds. Even if you did, you know, if you didn't have those, you more than likely would have won that game. Even though there was a bunch of injuries, and I know that there was a lot that went into it. And I know I said the NFC Championship game. And I still hold to NFC Championship game because of the context of the injuries. And I didn't think, you know, ultimately that they were going to be able to win the Super Bowl with the list that was, you know, basically given to us by the Red Cross. So, but and a lot of people said NFC Championship game.
Yeah,
because
you're closer.
You were one step away from the Super Bowl. And now that we are months removed, I still say NFC Championship game loss. But it feels like the hangover from the postseason last year, from the entire season, is greater this year. And I'm wondering, have you come to the realization that that loss hurt more and is going to continue to hurt more than the NFC Championship loss? Or is it simply just a really bad hangover?
We've all had one.
Yeah.
This is a bad one, John. I think some of it is to be as high as they were at 15-2, even with the injuries, 15 wins, pinch yourself every Monday, Victory Monday shows, and to have it all gone before you were ready for it. Like, you went into the Niners game thinking, we got a shot, but our season could end. I was at that playoff game last year. Nobody went into that building thinking the Lions season was going to end. I mean, we famously were discoing thinking they'd win by double digits. So you can imagine the harsh reality that sets in when they lose that game. Then throw in what's happened since. Well, see, because after the NFC title game, you were filled with optimism and hope, and they're going to be fired up, and they're going to build on it, and Dan Campbell's going to drill it in their head, and Penei Sewell's going to watch it and watch it and watch it. John, the offseason that followed this year's exit has been an offseason of, well, we lost the coordinators. Frank is retired.
We didn't add to the edge.
Right.
Like, it feels like there are just, it's a slow drip all offseason. And it was losing Ben Johnson. Then it was losing your defensive coordinator. And then it was, you know, going into the draft or free agency. Well, what are they going to do? And we still talk about it to this day. Whenever some type of new proposed trade comes up, the Trey Hendrickson deal comes up, and it was, you know, at the trade deadline last year. This is even going back to Max Crosby at the time. Then it was Myles Garrett in the offseason. Now it's Trey Hendrickson. And it continues to go. And then you even get the news, and this falls into what I had talked about with Frank. You hear the news that Amon-Ra St. Brown had knee surgery, and everybody went into full panic mode. Oh my gosh, Amon-Ra St. Brown, is he going to be able to play? How long is he going to be out for the regular season? No, this plays into what I said last year. You have three seasons as a veteran guy, and now he is a veteran guy going into what, his fifth or sixth year. You have the regular season, you have surgery season, and then you have rehab season, which takes you to the regular season. That's the cycle that happens. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, he even said it. When I saw the headline, I thought, just reading the headline, Amon-Ra St. Brown, like, it must have been an ACL repair. And then you hear his audio. Yeah, I just had some things cleaned up and I'll be fine by training camp. Okay. Like, the drama that people are putting themselves through this offseason, the sky is not falling. Dan Campbell is still there. Yes, the offensive line will be different, but you still have Gibbs and Montgomery in the backfield. You still have J-Mo, Amon-Ra St. Brown, LaPorta. You've added other things to that offense. It's going to be okay. And it feels like going into this regular season, it can't get here fast enough. because the longer it goes, the more people play these scenarios out in their minds, and it feels like instead of, even after Amon-Ra St. Brown, what did we say the expectations were for this team? Win the division. Mm-hmm. Now, we may take a couple of wins off. I was at 14. I haven't said if I'm going to back off or not yet because I want to see how the offensive line starts to, you know, take shape or form. But the sky is not falling. This is still a really good team. Oh, and throw on top of that, the schedule. Oh, my gosh. The schedule.
Yep.
How could they possibly win a game with this schedule?
And I think Dan Campbell's haunting words after the NFC title game, we may never get back here, paraphrasing that a little bit, start to create a little bit of doubt. Let me throw this guys at you guys.
Yeah.
It's the first game last year, the Washington loss, that they lost by double digits in 24 games.
Yeah, it hit them like a freight train.
Yeah.
I'm talking fans. The fans got hit like a freight train.
Smack in the face at home against a team that had a bad defense that gave up 55 the next week against the Eagles.
Yeah.
And self-inflicted mistakes, bad play calling, played out of character offensively, and then the defense played like they did in the Buffalo game.
Oh, and tell me if you haven't heard this narrative since then. Even though Jared Goff has had two phenomenal years, like really good, great years, and he led this team to 15 wins. Now, he laid an egg in that Washington game. There's no question about it. But that's the one game everybody is pointing to say, we can't win with Jared Goff.
It sounds like John is over the hangover. Like you had some hair in
the dog. Oh, I'm way over it.
You got some fluids in you.
Oh, yeah.
You're good to go.
Oh, I've got a hangover cure. And whether it's for a real hangover or it's for this hangover, and the cure is get back on the horse, get back out there on the practice field, and let's freaking go.
So let's revisit how throughout the course of this hangover, people didn't wear gear for a while.
Yep.
It's real.
I think the hangover is real. We're not making this up. It's real.
I pointed this out to you the other day. I said I'm starting to see Lions trucks again.
Oh.
Like they, what, were they put away for the winter or
something?
Well,
no. People didn't park their cars.
I have noticed more Lions trucks again like I did towards the end of last season. I think people were ashamed to drive their Lions trucks. I'm kidding. Maybe not that much.
Yeah. I'm going to walk to work. I'm going to take the bus instead of my truck.
A little bicycle.
but the gear, like, okay, the Lions gear. You walk around town, now, okay, in the regular season, right, everybody's got it out because they're going to games, it's 15 wins, it's all of those different things. And yeah, when it's not the season, it's maybe not top of mind to wear your Lions stuff, but we are further down the road now, and I still don't see a lot of Lions gear being worn. You see it every once in a while, but you don't see a ton of it, and I'm wondering when is the time that people are going to pull the gear back out? When is it that they're going to get back on the horse and start looking at this season? And are they ever going to look with the optimism that a new season should bring?
When does the hangover end?
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people, it's going to be show me. Show me that the offensive line can stabilize without Ragnow. Like, that's my big panic right now.
Well, and that's why I haven't said, to your point,
yeah.
That's why I haven't given a new win total after the retirement of Frank Ragnow, because I do want to see what that looks like, and I still want to see what additions or subtractions this team makes in terms of personnel.
But John, let's say that they do get off to a hot start, and they do win a lot of football games. The fan base is just going to say, so what? We won 15 last year, and it didn't mean anything. The hangover cure may have to wait until January.
Well, mine doesn't.
I know, you're moved on. You don't have any
turn
bags
the page
in your eyes. You've moved on. You're not dragging like a lot of Lions fans still feel like they are.
You still have a hangover?
A little slight hangover.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about Colin? Colin still got the hangover?
For sure. Without a doubt.
Did you notice, I don't know if you could even go back or if you would even be able to pinpoint, like after the NFC Championship game loss to San Francisco.
Yeah.
When did he start talking about next year? When did he start looking forward to what could possibly be?
He still really hasn't. I mean,
No, I'm talking about like from 2 years ago.
Like,
when did he start getting ready for the 24 season?
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's a tough one because maybe only Colin could answer that one. But it feels like right now there are so many people that just have a hangover from last year. That loss hit so hard, even though going into it, there were a lot of people that looked at it maybe even a little bit more realistically than we did.
Yeah.
Because of the injuries.
some ticket texts. The 49ers loss felt like the start of a new era of Lions football. So while it stung, you could move on. The Washington loss felt like a warp into the past, John in Lake Orion, and that's why it's lingered. Then you throw in the adversity of the offseason. Texter says the Washington game was more of a shock, and it still got people shook. Fans weren't shook after the NFC title game. The Washington game brought back the SOL fans. The silver lining, though, is they weren't beating Philly anyway a year ago. Texter says it's a slow drip. The biggest thing was the self-created drama from the fans. John's right. And a texter says, my hangover ended this morning. Thank you, John Jansen.
Oh, there we go. All right. The cure for the hangover. So I also want to ask that question.
Yeah, we could take those two.
Uh-huh. Twofold. What are you getting over last year? Like, is the hangover starting to end? And what's your worst hangover been?
And how'd you get over it?
And how? And what's your secret hangover cure?
Got a home remedy. We'll try to put that in Lion Speak to try to help them get over this too. It's 97.1.